Yeah. What's going on, everybody? What is the vibes? How's everybody doing out there? Know what I mean? I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast. I'm your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And before I get started with this podcast, guys, I would like to say that if you haven't downloaded Anchor, please download Anchor to your phone. Know what I mean? And favorite me in Anchor. And if you'd like to make a donation to my podcast to help my podcast grow, I would greatly appreciate it. So let's get it in, guys. Today we're going to talk about, can men and women still be friends in this society today? Can they still be friends? Like, can you still be friends with a female and have nothing, have no physical attractions to her? And not want to get the draws or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Single guys, like, you know what I'm saying? Can a single guy be friends with a lady and just be friends and have no type of attraction or anything, nothing, just friends, like, you know what I mean? Now, me personally, yes, I can do that, you know what I'm saying? I don't see no issues in with having ladies as friends if they, you know not to step those boundaries or nothing like that, then we can continue to be friends. But if they step the boundaries, knowing that I have a lady, then they got to be cut off, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about men being single and, you know, can a single man be friends with a single female and, you know, have nothing, no type of attachment, no type of want to hook up with her in any type of way, you know what I mean? So, way I see it in today's society, I'm going to say, and this is just my opinion, you know, the way I see the guys move today, you know what I'm saying, and how thirsty they are today, and how they move, and them acting like they never seen a woman ever in their life today, I'm gonna give that a no, man, because it's just the way the dudes act today, the young dudes act today, you know what I mean? They don't carry themselves the proper way. You know, to make me want to change my mind on that, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of videos, I see a lot of comments by women on how dudes act towards them. Like, for example, here in New York, you know, you got dudes who they do the catcalling shit in New York, you know what I mean? Catcalling, like, yo, ma, they see a lady walking down the street or whatever, they catcall. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get turned down, or if she's busy, you know what I mean, and they don't have time to talk, then you know they get the curve, and then you know they can't handle it. Then they call her all kinds of names and all this craziness because you got turned down. And a lot of dudes today cannot handle being turned down by women. Like, you know what I mean? If a woman say, you know, she's not interested, or, you know, you ask her for a number or anything like that, you know, a lot of dudes can't handle that. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of dudes can't handle being turned down. And, you know, it's crazy. It's the first time you ever get turned down, it's like, oh, shit. Like, pick up your face, like, moment. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's been turned down. You know what I mean? You don't know what that person is going through in their world, you know. You got to think of that too. Like, what is that person going through in their world? Like, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, I'm going to say no, man. I'm going to say no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to say no. Because, like, again, like, I just don't think dudes can handle being friends. Say, for instance, a dude is a friend with a very attractive lady. Know what I'm saying? She's single, he's single. know what I mean? But on her end, she just see him as somebody just to talk to, or, you know what I'm saying? He real cool and shit, you know? But he's in the friend zone. Like, we all been in the fucking friend zone. The friend zone, baby. The friend zone. You know what I'm saying? All been pushed through that friend zone. And, but he's starting to, you know, feel her in a different way. You know what I'm saying? But she see him as just a friend. He just cool. You know what I'm saying? He's cool to go out to lunch with and talk about stuff that's going on in her life. You know what I mean? He's basically the gay friend. But he's not gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's the gay straight friend. Like, you know what I mean? that's what friend zone is. You're the gay straight friend. Word. Yo, I'm sorry, man. I had to crack up at that. But yo, dead ass. But he's the gay straight friend. Like, you know what I mean? You know how, you know, gay dudes got mad female friends and shit. I remember one time in high school, man. It was this one dude in high school, man. Forgot this dude's name, but man, everybody thought this dude was like this ladies' man, and he would always have like mad chicks around him, and you know, for the whole school semester, man. Me and my mans was like, yo, man, who is this dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? He be having mad chicks around him. Like, nah, man. I think my man Reggie. I think his name was Reggie. I'm not sure, man. But I think it was my man Reggie or my man Robert. But anyway, I'm like, yo, I don't know, man. But dude, he must be a Mac or something, because all the chicks fuck with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, so boom. I remember one day we're in the cafeteria shit and we eating. I think we had like, you know, in the cafeteria, when you go to school lunches and shit, they give you the pizza and the fake ass pizza and the pizza box. You know what I mean? The pizza with no pepperoni, no nothing on it. It just be like a cheese pizza. But yo, I can't front. Them shits be good as fuck. And I was asking my man Rob for his pizza, because he was acting like he didn't want it. He was around talking and shit. I'm like, yo, all right, man, you gonna eat your pizza, man? Let me get that shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, nah. I'm gonna eat it. All right, so boom. So one day we seen this dude walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't have no chicks around him, though. He just had this one dude with him. Like, this one dude will always be around him and shit. You know what I'm saying? But come to find out, man, this dude was a ballerina, man. Like, he was in the dudes and shit. And that dude he used to hang out with. See, this is back in the 90s, man. Shit was different back then. You know what I'm saying? When people was doing that shit back in the day, they had to keep that shit on the low. So we ended up finding out that was somebody he was dating. Once we found out the shit, we found out through, you know what I mean, one of the chicks that was he was friends with in school. So yeah, man. So in that aspect, yeah, I guess you can be, you know, friends with a lady, and you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with it, man. I could be friends with a woman and it'd be just that. That's it. Like, know what I mean? You know what I mean? And again, like, I've never been like a thirsty dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it came to the ladies, even in high school, like, know what I mean? Like, I never really have not to toot my own horn or nothing like that, but I never had an issue. Like, I always was cool with the chicks. Know what I mean? Cool with the chicks. I remember one time, man, I got into a little scuffle in school. Know what I'm saying? And the scuffle turned into a stomp out. First start off one-on-one, whatever. Me and this dude tussling and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, It went from one-on-one to me against like five other dudes, like, you know what I mean? And they trying to stump me out and shit. And in the heat of the situation that was going on, like, and nobody came, like, no security guards, like, we didn't have no security guards at school or none of that, know what I'm saying? I went to Ken High, so, you know, graduated Ken High, Ken Knights, baby. So I ended up getting stumped out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But these chicks that came, I was like, yo, get off of him. Get off of Dre. Leave him alone. Like, five or six chicks just came out, like, you know what I'm saying? It just, like, was like, told them to, like, stop them from stomping me out some more. That shit was crazy, you know what I'm saying? But that was, like, the only fight I got into, really, in high school. I didn't really get into a lot of fights in high school. I was like mad cool with everybody. Like, know what I mean? I was mad cool with everybody. Like, I fucked with everybody in high school, you know what I'm saying? But us finding out that dude was a boy lover, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Cause he didn't give off that vibe at all, like, know what I mean? And then we seen like mad chicks was always around him, like, know what I'm saying? So once we seen that shit, it was like, all right, so if a dude got mad chicks around him, like, he must be on the sausage team. Like, he must be rocking, he must be on that sausage. He likes sausage, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, but back to what the original question is. I think that in today's society, like, dudes can't take rejection at all. No, I don't think dudes can take rejection. I don't think that they can handle rejection. I don't think that they can handle having an attractive woman who's got everything going for her and just be friends with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes today, though, they wired really fucking different. Like, I don't know, like, where they come from, or I don't know where these dudes come from today, but they really fucking different today. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the lack of intelligence in a lot of these dudes really hurt them from, you know, understanding a situation. And what I mean by that, they can't process, you know, the normal person with some intelligence can process a situation and say, all right, this is just a friendship, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these dudes don't have the mental capacity to break down a normal person can break it down, you know what I'm saying? Say, oh yeah, okay, you know, we just friends. Like, it don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's what it is. You're like, you know what I'm saying? No need to step that boundary, you know? And a lot of dudes be stepping the boundaries for control. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think it's more so on the dude side than the women's side, because I see all day long that women can be friends with a dude and not have no attraction to him or want to do anything with him. If she just want to be friends, that's what it is. Like, you in the friend zone. Big push to the friend. You the gay straight friend. Know what I mean? You've been pushed to the friend zone. And like I said, we all been pushed to the fucking friend zone. Know what I'm saying? But with me, like, yo, if that's what it was, like, shit, all right, that's what it was. I'm cool with it, know what I mean? And if she was mad cool, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, shit, we could be friends. Like, you mad cool, like, know what I mean? Shit, we can vibe and get ideas off of each other about certain stuff, like, you know? I'm cool with it. Like, you don't even have to go there. You know what I'm saying? That's why being honest with somebody on what your intentions are when you meet them, you know, being honesty is the key. You gotta be honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't be feeding nobody no bullshit. You know, you can't feed nobody no bullshit and feed them stuff you don't intentionally mean to do. You don't mean to do stuff with somebody, then you just let them go, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just leave them alone and let them, you know, go and live their life on how the way they want to live their life. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I think about that. I think that dudes don't know how to be honest. Dudes don't know how to take rejection today. Dudes don't know how to be somebody's friend. Like, you don't know, like, she might change her mind down the road. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what, this dude is mad cool. Like, he's been here for me. And somebody needs somebody to talk to, or needs somebody to, anytime I need him, he's been there. You know what, I should give him a chance. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes time for somebody to notice the good things you bring in their life sometimes. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes their life is too hectic right now. They're not ready to get into a situation. Sometimes they just got out of a hellish relationship with somebody else, and you know they're not ready to jump into a situation with you. Like, it depends on the situation, like, know what I mean? But I mean, if it's not there, it's not there. You just leave it alone. That's the way I see it. Know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I think with a lot of these dudes. They can't take rejection, you know, and, you know, it's like, where does that come from? Where does that not being able to take rejection? Because you're going to come across rejection all through your life, like, whether it's through job, looking for jobs, or, you know, you're going to school, know what I mean? Or you're trying to start a business, or you are trying to make investments or buy some property. You might be rejected. You might be rejected from renting the property. Like, there's rejections all through life, and you know you gotta be able to handle rejection all through life. And it just seemed like guys today can't handle rejection from the opposite sex too well. Like, know what I mean? They go way too extreme to save face. You know what I'm saying? They go way too extreme to save face. Like, I was watching this video of this dude in downstate New York, New York City, and it didn't have any sound to it, but you could see the video, so boom. So the dude, they were at the corner bodega, know what I mean? And this girl, this lady, she walked in, not girl, the lady walked in, and he said something to her. I think he was trying to rap to her. You know what I'm saying? And she just kind of politely said, I think she just got off of work, and she was tired, and she just said, I think he asked her for her number. Yeah, he asked her for her number. She was getting ready to walk into the bodega. You know what I'm saying? He asked her for her number, and she was like, no, no, thank you. I just got off of work. I'm really tired, and I'm really not, you know, don't want to exchange numbers and nothing like that. So the young dude looked like he was in his early 20s. Couldn't take rejection, and this is what I'm talking about. He couldn't take the rejection, so he decides, which this is what I'm talking about. So he decides to go into the store and attack this young lady and bite her all in her face. He bit her in her face, her eyes, like her eyes were swollen shut, like he bit her face. I'm dead ass. Like, this is the type of shit I'm talking about. This animalistic type of behavior from a lot of these young dudes. He bit her face. Like, what kind of fucking shit is that? Who does that? Yo, when I was single, I never thought about biting somebody's face because I got rejected? Like, come on, man. And the squad he was with, the dudes he was with, didn't even try to stop him from biting her face. Like, yo, they just stood there like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of shit is that? You just gonna attack somebody because you couldn't take rejection? And this is the type of shit I'm talking about. And women today, you're dealing with it, a lot of these men today, you guys got to be very fucking careful. You know what I'm saying? Very fucking careful. It's a different breed of men out here today. Like, it's not what it used to be, you know? And I grew up on, you know, old school principles, you know? Opening the door, opening the car door, you know what I'm saying? Putting your lady's jacket on when she gets old school principles, man. You know what I'm saying? And see, the problem is with a lot of these dudes too, I think, is that they don't respect their mother. Know what I mean? If you don't respect your mother, then you're not gonna respect the women in your community. You're not gonna respect your sister. You're not going to respect your aunties. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to respect your grandmother. Like, they don't have no respect for women at all. You dig what I'm saying? If a dude don't respect his mother, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to respect your ass. And he's going to treat you like a piece of crap. And he's going to do stuff like what happened to that young lady. Thank God that, you know, she wasn't killed. Know what I mean? Being attacked like that. I've never seen such madness. You know, this whole world, you know, where they got cameras everywhere and the internet, and you can see everything that's going on. Like, people losing their fucking mind, man. People are seriously losing their fucking mind. And, you know, it's just, it's a sad thing to see. It's a sad thing to see that a young man cannot handle rejection. Like I said, all through life, you're going to go through rejection. You're going to get rejected for jobs. You're going to get rejected for, you know, if you go to a bank and you try to get a loan to buy a house. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those times, you're going to get rejected. Know what I mean? You're going to get rejected for a lot of things in life. And, you know, that's just one of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It comes with, you know, dating and, you know, trying to, you know, mingle with the opposite sex. Like, you know what I mean? Comes with it. You get rejected. You don't get rejected. It's just the way it goes, man. You got to be able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of these dudes can't handle it, man. And that's just one scenario where rejection almost went wrong. So you women today got to be very fucking careful. You know what I'm saying? I advise a lot of women to be strapped. No joke. Like, be strapped. And don't really, like, conversate with these dudes today. Like, know what I mean? Like, let them know off rip, like, you packing. And you will use it. Word. For real. You know? But I wanted to touch on that. I wanted to touch on that because I see what's going on, and I see that, like, dudes are just, they can't handle it. Like I said, I don't think that they can handle being rejected. Definitely being rejected by the opposite sex, a beautiful young lady or a woman, or, you know, a woman that's got something going on for herself. They can't handle that. Know what I mean? And, you know, again, like, 9 times out of 10, a lot of dudes' intentions are not good. Not good intentions a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it's just something like, you know, they just trying to get laid or whatever. Like, know what I mean? They don't really attend to try to build something with you. You dig what I'm saying? They're not trying to build nothing with you. They're just trying to get laid. And you want to stay clear away from dudes like that. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I just wanted to touch on that. I seen that story with the young lady who was attacked by the dude. It was bit in the face. Her eyes and her whole face was swollen. Her eyes was swollen. Like, I think the police caught the young dude who attacked this young lady. Thank God. I'm glad he was caught. You know what I'm saying? But he was all on camera. So, you know, you can't go around just attacking women because you were rejected through your advances. Like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, a lot of you dudes don't come respectfully. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you dudes don't come respectfully. You know what I mean? A lot of you dudes, you know, you probably not her type. Like, everybody has a type, you know. Everybody has the type that they like. And you probably just not her type. And that'll push you into a friend zone too, because you're just not her fucking type. You know what I'm saying? You're not her type. And that's the way it is. Like, not everybody's gonna dig you, bro. Not everybody's gonna dig you, bro. You know, you gotta get with somebody who's gonna, you know, wanna, who digs you, what you got in common. Like, know what I mean? Like, that's the type of person you want. Just don't try to talk to somebody because she looks good. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I think that's all I got to say about that, man. Again, you young dudes got to learn how to take rejection. You know what I'm saying? It's part of growing as an adult. Rejection gives you character, because if you reject it and you reject it, if you keep getting rejected, then you'll change things. You're supposed to change things. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to change things. Change yourself up. Change what you're doing. Change your approach. Like, you're supposed to change it up. If you keep getting rejected, it's time to change up what you're doing. What you're doing is not working. So you gotta change it up. Like, know what I mean? You gotta change it up. You gotta come correct. Like, at the end of the day, you gotta come correct. You gotta come with something to the table. Instead of just your ugly face, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word, man. You gotta come with something to the table. If you're not coming up with the table, I'm not saying like, yo, you gotta get bread and not like that. But what are you doing with your life, man? What are you doing with your life with just standing on the corner and shit? Like, come with the table with something, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be materialistic. Cause I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? But I got a beautiful lady in my corner. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't got shit. I ain't got a pot to piss in, man. But I got dreams and aspirations that I want to achieve in this world. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm going to achieve it with her. I'm going to. You know what I'm saying? But what are you coming to the table with, my dog? You know what I mean? Bring something to the table. Bring something to make her go, hmm. And then first of all, you know, you guys are going straight to, yo, give me your number, we'll switch numbers, what's your Instagram, what's your Snapchat, all these fucking shit. Like, yo, man, what happened to say, hey, you know, seeing you walking, would you like to go out and have coffee with me? One day, you know, ask her out for coffee. Like, get to know her. Like, know what I mean? Like, but see, dudes don't do stuff like that anymore, man. Know what I'm saying? We live in this world of internet. What's your Facebook? What's your Snapchat? What's your Instagram? I want to DM you. Like, know what I mean? We're getting further and further away from human interaction, further and further away, and closer and closer to more robotic interaction. And before you know it, everybody's going to be robotic. There's going to be less and less human interaction, less human interaction with each other, and more, and they're making more and more of robots, more of a human-like feeling. I don't know if that's the right word, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everywhere you look, everything is about robots. Now they got this meta world, metaverse, where they're talking about putting everybody back on lockdown and have everybody with this metaverse. They're going to give you a... have you locked in the house with this... metaverse technology, and they're gonna give you this reality world in on the internet. This fake world, you know what I mean? This world is crazy, man. like I said, this, you start to see less and less human interaction and more robotic interaction with robots. You know what I'm saying? More and more robots are being implemented into society. And before you know it, robots gonna be writing your tickets, man, on the highway. Word. But that's my take in this podcast episode. Thank everybody for listening to my podcast episode. Please favor me in Anchor, man, so you can get more and more of this content from me. But I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I want to say peace and love to everybody. One.